Listening test. In these letters from girls to a magazine, and the magazine's answers, you are going to hear some new words. Read and listen to them. Make sure you know what they mean. Marriage. Drug. Success. Teeth. Here is the beginning of letter number one.
Dear Moira, I'm going out with a married man. He's only 2 years older than I am, but he has a daughter and has been married since April of this year. He means everything to me. How do I deal with the situation? Mary, 17.
Here is an example of a question. How old is the married man? He is very old. He is 19. He is 17. The correct answer is he is 19. Ready? Now read the rest of the questions and alternative answers before listening to the interview. Now listen to the magazine's answer to letter 1, then letter 2, and the answer from the magazine. You will hear them 3 times. Write the correct answer in your exam notebook. Write the complete answer, not a letter. You must not write more than 1 answer for each question.
Dear Mary, this situation has no chance of having a good ending, and someone will eventually get hurt. Get out now. This man was just married and has a child with his wife, but he is going out with you? Not a sign of good values. Listen, Mary, this man is using you. Stop letting him use you like a drug to escape from his unhappy marriage. Why did he marry someone he has become unhappy with so quickly? And why is he committing adultery? He is insulting you and his wife. See this insult for what it is, Mary. Then forget him. You will eventually find your own man, and you will thank me for getting you away from this married man. Moira.
Second letter. Dear Moira, I feel really bad about my teeth. I have no success with boys because of them. It makes me feel bad about myself. I read everywhere that the first thing a boy notices is a girl's smile. Any suggestions? Roxy, 14.
Roxy, that's a fabulous name. Listen, we can talk about all the possible options available. You may find the answer at your local orthodontist. I wanted to go when I was at school too, but we couldn't pay for treatment then. Then, when I was working for a fashion magazine, they asked me if I wanted to go to a dentist to have my teeth done. As you can imagine, I was very happy, but when I told my closest man friend, who is a fashion photographer, he got so angry at me. He told me that he loved my teeth. They were what made me different. He pointed to all these women, like Kate Moss and Madonna, who also have not so perfect teeth. It was hard to believe him, especially since I'd hated my teeth for so many years. So on the day of my dental appointment, I didn't go. If you ask my husband what his favorite thing about my face is, he'll definitely tell you it's my teeth, because they don't look like everyone else's. So it's not your teeth that are getting in the way, it's your lack of self-confidence. Before you change a part of you, think about what else you can do to feel better. Being confident is a magnet for boys. And you're right, boys do love smiles. They love the kind of girl who is fun and who has a great attitude about things. They are not fanatics about perfect teeth. Moira.
Now you will hear the text again.
Dear Mary, this situation has no chance of having a good ending, and someone will eventually get hurt. Get out now. This man was just married and has a child with his wife, but he is going out with you? Not a sign of good values. Listen, Mary, this man is using you. Stop letting him use you like a drug to escape from his unhappy marriage. Why did he marry someone he has become unhappy with so quickly? And why is he committing adultery? He is insulting you and his wife. See this insult for what it is, Mary. Then forget him. You'll eventually find your own man, and you will thank me for getting you away from this married man. Moira.
Second letter. Dear Moira, I feel really bad about my teeth. I have no success with boys because of them. It makes me feel bad about myself. I read everywhere that the first thing a boy notices is a girl's smile. Any suggestions? Roxy, 14.
Roxy, that's a fabulous name. Listen, we can talk about all the possible options available. You may find the answer at your local orthodontist. I wanted to go when I was at school too, but we couldn't pay for treatment then. Then, when I was working for a fashion magazine, they asked me if I wanted to go to a dentist to have my teeth done. As you can imagine, I was very happy, but when I told my closest man friend, who is a fashion photographer, he got so angry at me. He told me that he loved my teeth. They were what made me different. He pointed to all these women, like Kate Moss and Madonna, who also have not so perfect teeth. It was hard to believe him, especially since I'd hated my teeth for so many years. So on the day of my dental appointment, I didn't go. If you ask my husband what his favorite thing about my face is, he'll definitely tell you it's my teeth, because they don't look like everyone else's. So it's not your teeth that are getting in the way, it's your lack of self-confidence. Before you change a part of you, think about what else you can do to feel better. Being confident is a magnet for boys. And you're right, boys do love smiles. They love the kind of girl who is fun and who has a great attitude about things. They are not fanatics about perfect teeth. Moira.
Now you will hear the text for the last time.
Dear Mary, this situation has no chance of having a good ending, and someone will eventually get hurt. Get out now. This man was just married and has a child with his wife, but he is going out with you? Not a sign of good values. Listen, Mary, this man is using you. Stop letting him use you like a drug to escape from his unhappy marriage. Why did he marry someone he has become unhappy with so quickly? And why is he committing adultery? He is insulting you and his wife. See this insult for what it is, Mary. Then forget him. You will eventually find your own man, and you will thank me for getting you away from this married man. Moira.
Second letter. Dear Moira, I feel really bad about my teeth. I have no success with boys because of them. It makes me feel bad about myself. I read everywhere that the first thing a boy notices is a girl's smile. Any suggestions? Roxy, 14.
Roxy, that's a fabulous name. Listen, we can talk about all the possible options available. You may find the answer at your local orthodontist. I wanted to go when I was at school too, but we couldn't pay for treatment then. Then when I was working for a fashion magazine, they asked me if I wanted to go to a dentist to have my teeth done. As you can imagine, I was very happy, but when I told my closest man friend, who is a fashion photographer, he got so angry at me. He told me that he loved my teeth. They were what made me different. He pointed to all these women, like Kate Moss and Madonna, who also have not so perfect teeth. It was hard to believe him, especially since I'd hated my teeth for so many years. So on the day of my dental appointment, I didn't go. If you ask my husband what his favorite thing about my face is, he'll definitely tell you it's my teeth, because they don't look like everyone else's. So it's not your teeth that are getting in the way, it's your lack of self-confidence. Before you change a part of you, think about what else you can do to feel better. Being confident is a magnet for boys. And you're right, boys do love smiles. They love the kind of girl who is fun and who has a great attitude about things. They are not fanatics about perfect teeth. Moira.
That is the end of the listening test. Write your answers in your examination notebook, if you have not already done so. Then you can go on with the rest of the examination.